Some fast food restaurants were a little bit slower today in New York City. Hundreds of workers staged a one-day strike in what organizers are calling the biggest job action ever in that industry. It's a growing segment of the economy. But workers complain that fast food jobs don't pay enough for survival in New York City. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
It was a different kind of lunchtime rush at a Wendy's restaurant in downtown Brooklyn. The crowd that gathered on the sidewalk did not come to eat.
We can't survive on 725. We can't survive on 725.
725, as in $7.25 an hour. That's the current minimum wage in New York, and it's what many fast food workers in the city earn, including Joseph Barrera, who works at a KFC restaurant in Brooklyn. He thinks fast food companies can afford to treat their employees better.
We help them earn those billions of dollars that give them, you know, the life and style that the CEOs get. You know, they've earned million-dollar paychecks, so why can't they, you know, give us something that we can live on?
This is the second time workers at fast food restaurants around the city have walked off the job in the past 6 months. Jonathan Weston is a campaign manager for Fast Food Forward, the group that organized both strikes. It's calling for fast food restaurants to pay a so-called living wage of $15 an hour.
It's not teenagers working after-school jobs. It's, you know, adults with families that are trying to take care of their kids and can't, you know, put food on the table. And, you know, they can work here for 10, 15 years and still be making the same wages as when they started.
I get paid $8, and I get paid $7.50.
Is that enough to live in New York?
No. We struggle. We live paycheck to paycheck.
Shanice Hendricks and Lordy Efferance have both been at this Wendy's in Brooklyn for 4 years. They say it is not an easy place to work.
If we're sick and we want to pull out, they'll write us up.
They talk to you any kind of way. They don't have respect. Like, if you're going to treat us this bad, at least pay us enough. But they don't even do that.
Wendy's declined to comment for this story, and none of the fast food companies we called wanted to be interviewed. In a statement, a spokesman for Burger King says the company has provided, quote, an entry point into the workforce for millions of Americans, unquote, including many who went on to be franchise owners. The National Restaurant Association says the industry provides more than 13 million jobs, jobs that could be jeopardized if the minimum wage goes up. In a statement, the association says the industry is, quote, one of the best paths to achieving the American dream, unquote. But that dream remains out of reach, says Gregory Reynoso, who makes minimum wage as a delivery man for Domino's Pizza.
People like me, we don't have really like education to get a better job. But we have to do like a fast food industry. But the fast food industry didn't pay.
Strike organizer Jonathan Weston says the fast food industry is one of the few sectors of the economy that's growing quickly and that it employs tens of thousands of workers in New York alone.
Folks can't just move on to other jobs. If they could, they probably would have because the conditions are so bad. The problem is these are the jobs that are out there. There's really nowhere to go. I mean, I think what we see is, you know, corporations are recovering, but the working class is not.
New York's minimum wage is already set to rise to $9 an hour over the next 3 years, but Weston says that change will be too little too late for many of those who are striking today. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.